Dr. Maliha Lodi is Pakistan's ambassador to the United States. She joins us now by telephone. Madam Ambassador, we've heard conflicting reports of what Pakistan has promised to the U.S. Specifically, can you tell us what is Pakistan going to provide to the U.S.?
We have very clearly indicated to the international community and to the United States our fullest support and our fullest cooperation in the battle against terrorism. I cannot go into the specific proposals that have been made to us by the United States. You will appreciate that these are sensitive matters and they are under discussion between our two countries. In fact, at the highest level, only yesterday, President Bush and President Musharraf spoke to each other on the telephone. But I can certainly assure you that Pakistan stands with the international community and the United States in the war against terrorism.
Now, I understand that there is a Pakistani delegation going to Afghanistan Monday to demand that the Taliban turn over Osama bin Laden. Is this an important symbolic gesture only? How is Pakistan really in a position to accomplish this when the Taliban has refused to turn him over to anyone else?
Well, I think, we have to be sure that we use every option that we have, and the diplomatic option certainly is one. And at this point in time, we have approached the UN Sanctions Committee because, as you know, Afghanistan is under UN sanctions and travel is prohibited to that country. So we have approached the UN Sanctions Committee for permission to fly this delegation out tomorrow to Kandahar to speak to the Taliban leadership. You know, the Taliban leadership has an envoy based in Islamabad, and we have been conveying to that envoy the fact that this is a very grave situation. We've impressed upon them the gravity of the situation and the need to accede to the demand of the international community, which is now reflected in a UN Security Council resolution, which was, as you know, passed 24 hours after this terrible terrorist attack in New York.
Well, if the Taliban does not respond, refuses to turn over Osama bin Laden or to cooperate in any way, what can Pakistan do?
Well, you know, we will do what we are enjoined to do under international law. That is why I kept recalling for you, as well as our listeners, the fact that the UN Security Council, as well as the UN General Assembly, has called on all member states to join hands in the fight against terrorism and to help bring the perpetrators of these terrible acts to justice. We stand with that international community.
Madam Ambassador, Pakistan has internal divisions between more modern, I guess you would say, internationalist people and those who think that their country should not be drawn into a war. And Pakistan is a country with nuclear capabilities, so what precautions are you taking to ensure that those weapons are not available to those people who might oppose the Pakistani government's position?
Well, to begin with, Pakistan's nuclear capability is in safe hands, has always been under safe hands. For all the years that we've had this capability, we have very strict custodial controls over nuclear weapons. I think what you're referring to is the fact that there have been some voices critiquing what could possibly happen in the future. Our society does have people who hold different views. There are people who have extremist views. But I want to assure you that, historically we've seen that it is the moderates in Pakistan, the fact that Pakistan is a country of practicing but moderate Muslims, I think that is what counts right now.
Dr. Maliha Lodi is Pakistan's ambassador to the United States. Thank you for speaking with us, Madam Ambassador.
Thank you.